everybody. We've shown you some tricked out homes. We've shown you some pimped out cars. We've even shown you some plush offices. But today, I'm at the Seattle Boat Show to show you how to deck out your boat. So come with me for technology on the water. Gadgets and pretty things here at the boat show. I had to stop by the Deep Sea Power and Light Through-Hole Sea Light. Is that the name of the company?
The company is Deep Sea Power and Light.
Okay.
And the product is the Through-Hole Sea Light.
Okay, and explain to me what that is, because the pictures seem, it just lights up the water underneath the boat?
It lights up the water around the boat. Some people point them horizontal, some people point them vertical down, but most people point them horizontal. So it attracts fish to the boat.
Okay.
It gives you a great ambiance at night if you're swimming at night.
So it's not just aesthetics, it actually does serve a purpose.
It does serve a purpose. You'll see some of these pictures here. There's bait fish being attracted to the boat.
For nighttime fishing.
Well, the people will collect the bait fish and then use those for fishing during the daytime.
Now, what makes this company and their lights better or different than some of the other deep sea lights we have out there?
Well, this company has been in business for 25 years, and we do all the deep, deep ocean lights. We've done all the lights for Alvin, the U.S. Navy's deep diving submersible. We did all the lights for the Titanic expeditions. We did the lights for Jim Cameron when they made the film of the Titanic.
You did.
We built huge light stands that they put on the ocean floor so they could illuminate.
That's pretty impressive. So do you know the wattage on one of these lights?
This is a 150-watt light.
Okay.
And these come in titanium or stainless. And another thing that's important with our lights is we don't use a glass lens.
Okay.
We actually use a sapphire crystal.
Okay, and the advantage being?
Besides diamond, it's the hardest thing known.
Okay.
So you can literally beat it with a hammer.
Yeah!
Break it.
So we durability.
We had a boat wreck, and the only thing they could save after the boat went on the reef were the lights. Everything else was just trash.
That's impressive. So what would the price point be for one of these, and how long will one set of lights last on the average?
Okay, these lights, the high wattage ones start at about $2,000.
Okay.
And the bulb lasts about 2,000 hours, coincidentally.
Okay. Buck an hour.
Yeah, there you go.
If people want to learn more about it, do you have a URL or website we can send them off to?
Website, deepsea.com.
Deep Sea, and that's S-E-E.
.com.
All right, next up. For a second, I thought I was lost, but I found John at Lowrance Eagle. John, tell me what you guys make here.
It's navigational instruments for fishing and boating. We do depth sounders, fish finders, GPS units, radar units.
Okay. And now I've gone out on fishing boats, and this is ages ago, and I noticed little blips across a screen that looked like Atari. How has technology advanced since then, and how does your sonar fish finders work? How do they work?
The basic principles are still the same. The big advances have been in the software technology and the screens. The color screens have come out, and they've really enhanced the products.
And how deep can the sonar go? How, like, to tell how far down the fish are?
You know, it can go well over 1,000 feet, depending on the water conditions. If you're in a freshwater lake, it can go a couple of thousand feet pretty easily.
And now you said you've incorporated, so you've got the fish finder, and it's a navigational system, so it's a U finder?
Yeah, it's a find something finder,
it's a finder.
Right? Yeah. This unit has mapping. It also has a sonar and a radar feature on it that you can use. You can run a split screen with all three of them or two of them.
What would you do with the radar?
The radar is really for collision avoidance. When it's foggy or you're running in the dark. You don't want to be running into stuff, and it'll show you what's out there so that you don't run into it.
And what would the price on something like these? Because it looks fancy.
Yeah, this without the radar is about $2,400. If you add the radar in, you can add another $1,000 to $3,000 to it, depending on which radar you get.
Excellent. But, you know, it's everything you want. It finds everything you need. Will it find my keys when I lose them?
Maybe. That unit's coming out next year.
2.0. All right. Well, and if people want to find out more, do you guys have a website we can send them to?
Yeah, www.lowrance.com.
Some people are on the boat, they want to lay in the sun, some want to water ski, and some just want to gaze at the beautiful landscape, but others apparently want to watch TV, right, Steve? So this
Correct.
Is Steve from TrackPhone. Now tell me how you're giving people television on the boat.
we have gyro-stabilized satellite TV antennas in different sizes to cover different parts of the world in different geographic areas. So they are stabilized so with the pitch and roll of the boat, they stay locked on the satellite so you can receive DirecTV on the boat.
DirecTV, so I can watch America's Next Top Model right there from the bow.
Absolutely. And the wife could be watching HGTV while the husband's watching the Golf Channel, and you can pacify the kids with the Cartoon Channel.
That's awesome. Now, also over here, we've got fax and internet provided by the same service?
It's different satellites, okay. Still from KVH. And all four of the domes do kind of different things at different speeds. We have satellite telephone with internet, and then satellite telephone with high-speed internet.
Now, how reliable is the reception, really, if I'm out in the middle of the ocean and I don't want to call my mom in New York?
In the middle of the ocean, it's actually more reliable
than
it is, say, as you go up the Inside Passage. Because of landmass, trees, you can get some blockage. Out in the middle of the ocean, it's absolutely foolproof. There's no blockage. It still compensates for the pitch and roll of the boat. And you can talk to anybody, direct dial anyone.
And now what about the internet? Am I going to be able to, live messenger people?
You bet. It's not what you call live messenger. There's a service called mobile packet data where you're connected to the satellite all the time and you're charged by the amount of data that transfers. Or you can subscribe to a much higher speed internet connection where you're charged by the minute. That gets expensive, but it's great for large volumes.
How high can we go?
With compression, you can get 400 to 600K throughput anywhere.
Do you have a URL?
www.kvh.com.
That's the most important part. I almost forgot. Thank you. So we all know it's important to protect our home and have home security, but apparently it's important to protect our boats and yachts as well. So this is Casey from Krill Systems. Is that right?
That's right.
Now tell me about your product here.
Okay, we're not just home security and boat security. This is actually the future of boating. We're going to get rid of all of the little analog gauges that you have seen on boats and replace it with one glass screen that summarizes everything in one easy-to-understand manner, on this screen.
So like a digital motherboard instead of all the dials?
Everything's going to be digital, computerized, and over the internet. So once you have all of this information displaying on your screen, you can now use the internet to look at the same information from your house and check up what your boat is doing at any time.
So what is each one of these dials telling me right now?
For example, this one here is a typical electrical system of a boat, AC power, batteries, DC current, and this is all your tank levels here, so you never run out of gas, for example, or overheat any of your equipment. This is your actual navigation screen. It's actually adapted from a Boeing cockpit. This is your boat right here, wind, current blowing against it, depth of the water underneath. So it tells you basically everything you need to know about your boat in one easy-to-understand screen.
Now, I can understand the need for that while I'm on the boat. I want to see how much gas I have. Now, why would I want to know these conditions while I'm at home?
Because if you live in Alaska and your boat is in Florida, you probably worry about your boat, especially if it's very expensive.
Right.
So if you come over here.
Oh, let's walk.
This is the actual real live screen of this boat here. This boat has our system installed on it, and he's currently in Bainbridge Island, and we're here in Seattle about 6 miles away, but it could have been in Alaska. It doesn't matter. So we can tell just by looking at his screen how much water he has, how much power he has. Like, for example, here his fresh water was empty this morning. I just realized that he filled it up. And he's not going to like me telling you this, but I can tell when he flushes his toilet because this tank fills up. So there's not much privacy, but if the owner is looking at the screen, he'll get, he has the peace of mind to know that his boat is safe.
So in other words, if you wanted to loan me your boat,
yes,
you could feel safe because you could know how well I was taking care of it, if I had engine power and gas and fuel and that.
I'll know exactly where my boat is because I can read it off of this screen.
That's awesome.
Right.
So why don't you call me?
What's your name?
My name's Laura.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you very much. And
sure.
If people want to learn more about it, is this out on the market now?
Yes, it is. We're based in Bainbridge Island.
Bainbridge, right here in Washington?
Yes.
And a URL that people can go to find out more about the future of boating, online boating, shall we say?
It's krillsystems.com.
Great. Well, thank you very much. Very exciting stuff. I walked through the halls. I couldn't help but be drawn to this beautiful display of imagery. So I'm with Rich from Simrad. Now, Rich, tell me what we're looking at here.
You're looking at a glass bridge system, true glass bridge, where...
Hold, please. What is a glass bridge system?
Glass bridge is exactly this. You do not have frames around the monitor screens, and you have continuous operation across the whole bridge.
Okay.
And that is all generated, the information is generated by a black box underneath. And so we can import information from radar, echo sounder, weather satellites, GPS, and have all the chart plotting, radar, and navigation features tied into these three screens.
So these three screens would be in the dashboard of the boat, shall we say?
That's correct. And they can be also remotely mounted, and the information on here, if it's a large enough boat, can also be exported into the ship's entertainment system.
Okay. Now, I'm noticing the first screen here, let's go pane by pane. This is a 3D navigational system, is that correct?
That's correct. And that can be configured in a number of different ways, and then you can take a number of different views by rotating your screen, and you can get a full perspective of the area of operation that you're in.
Uh-huh. And what is that? Is that from radar? Where is it getting this information from?
These are embedded charts that are manufactured by Jeppesen Marine, which is a division of Boeing.
So would you have to embed the chart of the location you're going to beforehand, or does it automatically have the entire world?
Well, in this system, the whole world is loaded in it. So when you're working with your dealer, you would purchase the area of operation via credit card. He would give you a release code. You would put it into the unit, and then that area would then open up for you.
Okay, now you mentioned a black box underneath. How powerful are we talking? What kind of machine? What are we running?
Well, we have a pretty good, powerful machine. I'm not going to release the amount of memory in it right now in the drive, but it does handle all of the VGA capability, all the transferring. It does handle a NEMA 2000 stream, plus it can handle up to 2 radars and GPSs and up to 4 camera inputs.
Let's talk about those camera inputs, because I notice here you've got the port imagery and the starboard. And where are those cameras here?
The camera, the starboard one, which is just a name, you can name it anything you want, is located just above and behind your head up here.
Right.
And this is a fixed camera, which also, when the lights dim down, turns to nightfall, it automatically turns to infrared.
Ooh.
And then we have the other one that's up in the corner of the booth that's hidden up in the rigging up there, and that just aims out over the...
And is it the same camera that can turn to infrared?
That's right. Those are both the same camera, and then we can also interface with another camera system called FLIR, which gives you heat image technology. So you can...
Ooh, like the Predator!
Yeah, exactly. What you see on the police helicopters and all of that.
Or like the Predator! Okay, now one other thing that I noticed that you guys offer is autopilot. One, why would you need autopilot? Is that for at night time when you're sleeping?
Exactly not.
No. Do not put your boat on autopilot while you're in bed.
You still need somebody looking out the window, but it does take rid of the drudgery of constantly steering the boat, so you can move around the vessel. Any helmsman, no matter how good they are, after about 30 minutes, they become tired, their course starts to weave and wander. So this will hold you on predetermined course. It will also save you fuel, and the autopilot can be interfaced to this system and set up to follow a predetermined or pre-laid out route.
So using the navigational system, the GPS, and the sonar sort of all working together?
All working together. And our autopilots can also follow a depth contour on the bottom for the sport fishing enthusiast.
Look at this. It's really all in one. So now, this is obviously an impressive piece of technology. What kind of ducats are we talking here?
Well, this is sort of one of those systems that if you have to ask, you can't afford it. But we start out at the amazingly low price of about $10,500 and can easily go up to about $60,000 depending on how...
For my safety, I think it's well worth it.
You're worth every dime of it.
Thank you. And if people want to find out more, is it URL simrad.com?
Yes, we're at simradusa.com.
All right, there you go. Check it out. So at the end of the day, no matter how much technology and fancy toys and trickery you have on your boat, we all need a toilet. So this is Dennis from Marine Sanitation right now. Dennis, tell me about the finer features of today's flushing.
Well, we have macerating toilets. We have vacuum toilets.
And what would the difference in those be?
Well, the macerating toilet basically chops the waste up in the toilet itself and then pushes it to the holding tank, where the vacuum toilet sucks it out of the waste, like on a cruise ship or an aircraft, and sucks it all the way to the holding tank, macerating it all on the way, puts it into the holding tank.
And how big is your average holding tank? Does that depend on the boat, I guess?
Depends on the size of the boat, but most of them are going to be anywhere from 10 gallons to 40 gallons.
Okay, and what are the prices of these, the difference between a macerating and a vacuum toilet?
Vacuum toilets are on sale here at the show at $995.
Wow.
Macerating toilets are $990, so they're all right around that $1,000 mark.
Right around there. And everyone's got to have one.
Everybody's got to have one.
I would assume you're making tons of sales.
We're writing a few, and we'll write a few after the show as well.
There you go. Now, here's a question. Once you've filled up your holding tank, what do they do with it?
Well, some people have a treatment system on board, U.S. Coast Guard certified, that allow them to treat the waste and then legally discharge it in Puget Sound.
Okay.
Some of them would then go to a pump-out station, and the sewage would be pumped out and put into the municipal sewage system.
There you go. And if people, you know, need to learn more about sanitation and flushing, do you have a website they can go to?
Yes, we do. It's marinesand.com.
Marinesand.com. Well, thank you very much. This has been fascinating. That's a wrap from the boat show here in Seattle. I got to go.